Now let's move on. But to the saints who are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. You see, he's the Lord to his saints down here that are in the earth. It doesn't extend to everybody, as he makes it clear here. Verse 4, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God, by the way. And, of course, you have to supply the word God. It's here in italics because it really means after another. There's only one God, but some go after another. And the word God's not here. It just means another they think is God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. What a picture this is. The pagan had those that he called his gods, and in David's day it was Dagon and Baal. I get rather amused when I hear people say, I have no creed. That's what a man said to me. He said, I just don't believe in having a creed. I said, you don't? No, he said, I don't. Well, I said, that's your creed. He says, what do you mean? Well, I said, your creed is you don't believe in having a creed. You see, you can't help but have a creed. There used to be a church years ago in downtown Los Angeles, had painted on the side of it because it was in sort of a store building, and the whole side was exposed to the street, and they had this sign, no creed but Christ. Well, that was their creed. They had a creed. They had a good one. But I think that that's oversimplification, and you don't really quite tell the truth. When you make a statement like that, you need to say, I think, a little bit more than that. Now, listen to him as he moves on in this psalm here. Verse 5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Now, this is a very wonderful thing. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. Here is the one that came down to this earth, and he took this place down here, and he's walking in a world of sin and sorrow, perfect stranger down here, and he rejoiced in Jehovah. There was peace and joy in his life. And he says, my portion and my cup. Well, what is the difference? Well, my portion is what belongs to me. That's mine. Whether or not I enjoy it, it's mine. And my cup is what I actually appropriate or make my own. You see, at the table, do you mind if I refer to the little grandson? We put on his plate, that is his dish, what's his portion. He can have it. But very frankly, he scatters it around and doesn't eat all of it. He only appropriates so much. So he has a portion, and he has a cup. The portion, he never consumes all of that, just what is in the cup. Now, there's many a person that's in this world. God is blessed with all spiritual blessings, but he doesn't enjoy them. His cup doesn't run over, doesn't have much in it. God wants us to enjoy life, friends. He came that we might have life. We might have it more abundantly. He said he came that their joy might be full, the fullness of joy. Some of us have fun a little time, but we don't have it all the time. We need to have it all the time. This is a wonderful psalm. Listen now, verse 7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. What do you think about at night when you can't sleep? Well, this one thought of the Lord.